When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Our thought leader today is Brian Henderson, a senior vice president at Whitnell, part of Associated Bank. Brian, welcome back. Good morning.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We want to focus in on something called personal enterprise. We want to focus in on not only how entrepreneurs have this, how your clients have this, but why it's so important to be monitoring this moving forward.
Well, I could say that I think everyone really has a personal enterprise. And when I wrote the article for Forbes recently, we focused on the personal enterprise such that, you know, as I have a lot of clients who are entrepreneurs and I have a lot of clients who are senior corporate executives, and I say this tagline, which is success breeds complexity. And what happens is senior executives, they get to the point where they're time starved. I mean, really most of the clients that I work with hired me because they're time starved. And what they do is they either build their business or they work for a senior level, they have a senior level executive job. And there's really three components. You have work, you have family, and then you have your personal enterprise. And what happens is if you become time starved, you make decisions that, I mean, you're gonna make sure you keep up with your job and you're gonna make sure that you spend time with your kids, right? But you might not necessarily spend time in your personal enterprise. And how do we define that? The definition would be, you know, you make money, you've got revenue, you've got expenses, it costs money to live, right? And then you've got tax rules, and you've got investments, and you've got insurance, you got to protect yourself, you've got maybe you have an estate plan, maybe you don't. You know, all those things combined encompass your personal enterprise.
The complexity part of this is one that, and this happens to, I think, a lot of us, and people will be able to relate. We just become so overwhelmed with the nuts and bolts of things that sometimes we let things fall by the wayside.
Absolutely. And it happens to most people at some point. And what I found is there's typically a key conversation with someone or an epiphany, and they say, and the client will say, I don't know what I don't know, and I need help. I need a trusted advisor to help me keep organized and help me maximize my company benefits and help me maximize tax law and help me make sure I'm coordinating my investments. And do I have enough insurance? All these things are connected.
Yeah, because a couple of things happen when you let things fall by the wayside. In a perfect world, it's just maybe a little mistake and you move on. But with wealth management, we're talking about either not being able to further build wealth or to make a financial mistake that you're going to lose money.
That's a very good point. I say this all the time, which is I think my primary role for my clients is to bring peace of mind and also to protect them from making a decision that would cost them money, and also helping them to spend more time doing the things they really want to do and the things that they're passionate about. Most people don't want to sit, you know, at home on a Saturday night and realize that, you know, oh, I've got too much in large cap growth, or, you know, maybe I don't have enough insurance. I mean, it takes you down a path where you're not spending the time you want to spend with the people you love or doing, you know, doing your charitable work or whatever you decide your priorities are.
People sometimes have trouble asking for help in these matters. How do you get past that? How do you convince somebody that they need help and then also get them to the point where they trust you enough to give it?
Well, that's talk about complicated, right? I've got actually one of my best clients was the CFO for a large oil and gas company. And it took me a year and a half of following up to finally get him to sit down and talk to me. And you want to know why? He was the CFO. Why would he need financial help?
Yeah.
Right? And guess when he became a client? During the 08 crisis. So we sat down and he realized, you know, being a CFO for a large oil and gas company is very different from managing my personal enterprise.
So the last time you were here, we were talking about the book, keeping a book of all of the different things. Why is that an important part of this?
That's really important because if I don't have all the details, then it's really hard for me to be proactive and creative and to come up with solutions. So what we do with all my clients in the first phase of our relationship is we get together and I gather all the details. I mean, everything. the budget, the investments, the statements, the insurance, you know, homeowners insurance, everything. And then I put together, you know, what I call the book, which is a personal financial book. And once we have all the details, then we can start talking about mapping out priorities. And the clients invariably have what in their mind what the priorities are, and then I'll talk about after I visit, you know, after I get to know all the details, I might have some things I add to that list. But then we start the execution phase of it.
When you start compiling that information for the book, tell us a little bit about how that goes. I think if you went to my office at my house, you'd see stuff, piles of stuff that really need to be going through. Do people who have these enterprises, who have these complex business relationships, the wealthy, do they have files as well?
Absolutely. I have another story. A person I started working with a couple years ago, very complicated. You know, I think his net worth was well over $50 million, and his filing system was paperwork scattered all over his office. And I spent probably 2 to 3 full days in his office helping him organize and then making sure that we had support for transactions in the past. So that, and we are just now getting to that point after a couple of years of getting, because he's really a very entrepreneurial person. So we're just now getting him organized. It takes a while.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. What's the timeline? I guess it varies for each client, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I just started working with an engineer, and I got everything the first week. You know, very organized.
Yeah.
And then you've got other people, and the person I'm talking about has multiple businesses, and I mean, he's managing 100-plus people. So getting him like to actually spend the time and focus on it was my job. My job was to, like, I had to ask permission to be a pest.
Yeah. In the conversation we're having, even though we're focusing on people who are in the C-suite, perhaps, or people who have their own business, and certainly people who have been good at wealth building, these are lessons that all of us could take away on the business side of things, isn't it?
Yes. You know, being organized and making sure that, you know, most of the time, if you have a certain level of success, I would encourage people to find a trusted advisor that understands complexity and to help them. You know, we're sitting on the same side of the table as the client. Our job as a fiduciary is to do whatever's best for the client all the time. And to have a relationship like that is invaluable.
And I know that with Whitnell, it's sort of one-stop shopping, isn't it? You come for the financial advisor, the wealth builder, and you get all of the other things that come with it. There's legal help. There's planning. There's all kinds of things involved.
Yes, As a fiduciary, which means that I come to work every day and I do whatever's best for my clients, no matter what it is, and whether it's on the investment side or on, you know, coordinating, we do a lot of coordination with other advisors that, you know, a lot of times we do the tax return as well, but sometimes we don't. So I coordinate with the accountant, I coordinate with the attorney, I'm coordinating with the mortgage person because they hired me to like free up their own time. So I encourage them to let me coordinate everything and then lay out the pros and cons of making that decision, whatever that decision may be.
The new year is the perfect time to get organized, isn't it?
Yes, even I should do that.
We all should. Brian, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Well, you can call me at Whitnell, which is 630-575-2315, or email me at bhenderson@whitnell.com. That's bhenderson@whitnell.com.
Thanks for coming in. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.